In the shadows of Halston's underworld, three powerful men rule with iron fists and cold calculation. Pretty Dark Vows has captivated millions with its raw exploration of power dynamics, forbidden attraction, and the lengths we'll go to protect those we love. This dark romance sensation has sparked countless TikTok trends, with readers worldwide debating which of the three anti-heroes, Maddock, Dante, or Logan, deserves ultimate loyalty. Celebrities like Megan Fox have been spotted with dog-eared copies, and its unflinching portrayal of morally gray characters has redefined what readers expect from modern romance. Let's dive into the dangerous world where loyalty is currency and desire is a weapon. Riley's world revolves around two things: the dance pole that pays her bills and the sister she's determined to protect at any cost. As a seasoned stripper at Club M, she transforms her body into an instrument of seduction nightly, each movement carefully choreographed to maximize her earnings. She mentally blocks out the leering men who stuff dollar bills into her g-string while she purrs rehearsed lines like, "Put it right here, Daddy," and "You're my favorite tonight." The smoky air, pulsing music, and flashing lights create an alternate reality where Riley becomes whatever fantasy her customers need, all while remaining emotionally detached behind her practiced smile. Behind the glitter and music lies a woman with unshakable determination and raw survival instinct. Riley has essentially raised her younger sister Chloe since their mother's death from an overdose 5 years ago, creating a fierce protective instinct that defines her every decision. Their deadbeat father, Marcus, occasionally surfaces like a bad penny, but only when he needs money or a place to crash between benders. His presence brings nothing but chaos and unpaid bills, making Riley the sole provider and protector in their small family unit. She's crafted a careful routine, working nights at the club, sleeping during Chloe's school hours, and maintaining a Spartan apartment in a neighborhood just barely safe enough to call home. The fragile stability Riley has built comes crashing down when Marcus commits the ultimate betrayal, selling Chloe to the West Point gang to settle his gambling debts. The gang leader, Austin McKenna, makes it clear that Chloe's youth makes her more profitable in their human trafficking operation, a horrifying reality that sends Riley into desperate action. With her sister in the hands of dangerous criminals known for their brutality, Riley makes a decision that will change everything, seeking help from the Reapers, West Point's deadliest enemies. The Reapers control the North Side with iron fists and their own code of honor, making them both dangerous and potentially useful allies. What makes Riley's journey so compelling is her unflinching pragmatism in the face of impossible choices. She doesn't harbor illusions about the world she inhabits or the men she's forced to deal with. Whether they're the regulars at Club M who think a handful of dollars buys them ownership, or the hardened criminals she must now navigate between. When she approaches the Reapers, she knows she's making a deal with devils, but they're devils who might help her save the only person who matters. This calculated risk reveals the core of her character, someone who understands that survival sometimes requires dancing with danger and making allies of enemies. Her strength lies not in physical power, but in her ability to read people, manipulate situations, and do whatever it takes to protect what's hers. The Reapers gang operates with military precision under the leadership of Maddock Gray, a man who transformed his father's disorganized criminal dealings into a structured empire. Unlike other gangs who sacrifice their own for short-term gains, Maddock built his organization on loyalty and strategic thinking. With tattooed arms and penetrating gray eyes, he commands respect without raising his voice, his very presence communicating authority. At his right hand stands Logan, a man whose ice-blue eyes reveal nothing while his mind calculates everything. Logan's existence is defined by control over his environment, his emotions, and his actions. His room is organized with disturbing precision, his workout routine timed to the minute, and his interactions with others kept to the bare minimum. Behind his frigid exterior lies a history of pain that manifests in his need to inflict controlled suffering on others. Completing this triumvirate is Dante, whose emerald eyes and charming smile mask a lethal efficiency. More approachable than his brothers in arms, Dante moves through the world with casual confidence, as comfortable seducing a woman as he is eliminating an enemy. His hidden depth reveals itself in his art studio, where vibrant abstract paintings provide his only emotional outlet. Together, these three men have carved out territory in Halston through calculated violence and unwavering solidarity. Their bond transcends friendship. They are brothers who have bled together, killed together, and built an empire together. When Riley enters their world, she disrupts the delicate balance between them, becoming the first outside force to threaten their unshakable unity. What makes these men fascinating isn't just their criminal prowess, but the distinct ways they respond to Riley's intrusion. Maddox sees her as both a liability and an opportunity. Logan views her as a threat to their carefully constructed order. And Dante finds himself drawn to her in ways that challenges his casual approach to women. Their complex reactions to Riley reveal the cracks in their seemingly impenetrable facades. The chemistry between Riley and the Reapers crackles with forbidden electricity from their first encounters. Her initial meeting with Dante at Club M leads to an impulsive storage room encounter that breaks all her personal rules. Their connection is raw and primal. Good whiskey, bad decisions, and exactly what I fucking need right now. This passionate encounter establishes the pattern of physical attraction overwhelming better judgment that will define many relationships throughout the story. When Riley later finds herself living under the Reaper's protection, the sexual tension multiplies exponentially. Maddox's dominance manifests in his physical control over her, from forcing her to strip for inspection to administering punishment with his belt when she disobeys orders. These power plays blur the line between discipline and desire, with Riley's body responding to his dominance despite her mental resistance. Even Logan, the coldest of the three, finds himself drawn to Riley in disturbing ways. His surveillance of her becomes obsessive, watching her through security cameras and memorizing her habits. When he cuts her clothes off with a knife, leaving shallow marks on her skin, the encounter pulses with repressed desire that neither of them fully acknowledges. What makes these attractions so compelling is how they contradict what each character believes they want. Riley needs the Reaper's help, but resents their control. Maddox demands absolute loyalty, but finds himself compromising for Riley. Logan requires perfect order, but is thrown into chaos by his response to her. Dante seeks casual pleasure, but discovers deeper feelings. Their bodies betray their carefully constructed defenses, creating vulnerabilities none of them anticipated. The physical intimacy between these characters isn't just about sex. It's about power, vulnerability, and the ways we use our bodies to communicate what we can't express in words. Each encounter reveals something new about the characters involved, whether it's Riley's surprising response to pain, Maddox's struggle for control, Logan's repressed desires, or Dante's unexpected tenderness. When Riley enters the Reaper's world, she immediately encounters their fundamental currency, control. Maddox's first act is to strip her of both clothing and dignity, searching her body for wires or weapons while establishing his dominance. This invasive inspection sets the tone for her entire experience, a stark reminder that in their world, personal boundaries are luxuries she can no longer afford. The clinical efficiency with which they process her arrival, from confiscating her phone to documenting her identifying marks, emphasizes how thoroughly they intend to dominate every aspect of her existence. The Reaper's protection comes at a steep price, Riley's autonomy. She finds herself in a gilded cage, her movements tracked through security cameras and electronic locks, her daily routine dictated by their schedules and whims. Even basic privileges like meals and shower times become tools of control. This loss of independence is particularly devastating for Riley, who has spent years as the primary caregiver for her sister Chloe, managing everything from rent payments to medical appointments without outside help. The transition from provider to dependent strikes at the core of her identity. Yet within this framework of control and surrender, Riley discovers unexpected strength. She learns to navigate their complex power structure, identifying the subtle differences in how each Reaper exercises authority. When Logan threatens her with physical intimidation, she stands her ground, meeting his aggression with calculated defiance. During Maddox's punishments, whether withholding privileges or enforcing isolation, she maintains her dignity through small acts of resistance, like refusing to break eye contact or maintaining her own daily routines within their constraints. Dante's offered comforts become opportunities for connection without submission, as she accepts his kindness while carefully guarding her emotional independence. The Reapers themselves aren't immune to this dynamic. Their carefully constructed hierarchy begins to show cracks as Riley's presence forces them to confront their own vulnerabilities. Maddox's strict rules about emotional distance crumble as he finds himself drawn to her resilience. Logan's need for absolute order is challenged by her unpredictability, revealing his own rigid dependencies. Most significantly, Dante's carefully maintained emotional walls begin to falter as genuine connection threatens his professional detachment. Each man's attempt to control Riley ultimately exposes the limitations of their own control. This interplay between control and surrender creates the central tension of the story, manifesting in every interaction from heated arguments to intimate moments. The power dynamics shift constantly, sometimes within a single conversation, raising complex questions about the nature of authority and submission. Can true protection exist without elements of possession? Does surrendering control require surrendering strength? The story challenges conventional narratives about power, suggesting that real strength might lie in knowing when to yield and when to stand firm. These questions echo through every scene, forcing both characters and readers to reevaluate their assumptions about dominance, vulnerability, and the price of safety. The foundation of the Reaper's success lies in their unshakable loyalty to one another. Maddox, Logan, and Dante have created a brotherhood that transcends blood, built on shared experiences and absolute trust spanning over a decade. They move as a seamless unit, anticipating each other's thoughts and actions with practiced precision, a synchronicity forged through countless dangerous operations and shared sacrifices. This bond has allowed them to survive in a world where betrayal is common and weakness is fatal, establishing themselves as the most feared enforcers in the criminal underworld. Their connection runs deeper than mere professional collaboration. Each man carries scars from their past that only the others truly understand. Maddox's calculated leadership provided structure when they were lost. Logan's unwavering loyalty gave them stability. Dante's passionate spirit kept them human despite the darkness of their work. They've developed intricate routines and unspoken languages. A raised eyebrow from Maddox can convey entire strategies, while a slight shift in Logan's stance alerts the others to danger. Riley's arrival shatters this carefully constructed unity like a stone through glass. For the first time in their shared history, the three men find themselves at odds, each responding to her presence in ways that challenge their established dynamics. Dante's immediate attraction leads him to break Maddox's cardinal rules about becoming sexually involved with her, risking everything they've built. Logan's obsessive surveillance reveals a fixation he can't control, compromising his usually impeccable judgment. Maddox himself struggles with maintaining his authoritative position while feeling inexplicably drawn to her vulnerability, a weakness he's never allowed himself before. These fractures in their brotherhood become increasingly apparent as the story progresses, creating hairline cracks that threaten to split their foundation. When Dante takes Riley to his art studio, his sacred space filled with paintings that reveal his soul, he shares a part of himself he's kept hidden even from his brothers. This intimate revelation creates a private connection that excludes the others, something unprecedented in their relationship. When Logan tends to Riley's wound, their charged interaction suggests a depth of connection neither expected, his usually steady hands trembling as he stitches her skin. When Madoc punishes Riley for her disobedience at the club, his brothers witness a loss of control that contradicts his carefully cultivated image of calculated leadership, his hands too rough, his voice too emotional. The true test of their brotherhood arrives with devastating force when Riley discovers their ulterior motives regarding Chloe. The revelation that they've been manipulating her all along forces each man to confront an impossible choice between their collective goals and their individual feelings for Riley. This moment of betrayal crystallizes the central conflict of the story. Can loyalty to brotherhood coexist with growing attachment to an outsider? Each man must wrestle with years of ingrained loyalty against the pull of unexpected emotion. What makes this dynamic so compelling is how it mirrors real human experience. Even the strongest bonds can be tested by unexpected emotions and divided loyalties. The Reapers must navigate the treacherous territory between their established loyalty to each other and their emerging feelings for Riley, creating tensions that threaten everything they've built together. Their struggle reflects universal questions about the nature of loyalty, the price of betrayal, and whether the heart can truly be loyal to more than one cause. In the criminal underworld of Halston, traditional justice doesn't exist. The police are either corrupt or ineffective, leaving gangs to establish their own systems of retribution. When Riley's sister is taken by West Point, she quickly realizes that conventional authorities won't help. Her only recourse is to embrace the violent justice offered by the Reapers. This reality forces Riley to confront difficult moral questions. How far is she willing to go to save Chloe? Can she accept the collateral damage that comes with the Reapers' methods? Is she prepared to become complicit in their violence if it means rescuing her sister? Her journey from law-abiding citizen to active participant in gang warfare illustrates how desperation can transform moral boundaries. The Reapers themselves have refined vengeance into an art form. Their response to West Point's encroachment isn't just about protecting territory, it's about sending a message. By orchestrating a situation where West Point and Capside will blame each other for the warehouse incident, they demonstrate a sophisticated understanding of how to manipulate their enemies while minimizing their own exposure. What distinguishes their approach to vengeance is its calculated nature. Unlike the impulsive violence of other gangs, the Reapers plan meticulously, considering long-term consequences and strategic advantages. Logan's detailed rescue plan, which frames rival gangs for the operation, exemplifies this thoughtful approach to retribution. The warehouse rescue sequence brings these themes to a dramatic climax. As bullets fly and the building burns, Riley fully embraces the Reaper's world of violence. Her participation in spreading accelerant and watching the warehouse burn represents her complete transition from victim to active agent in this system of vigilante justice. Yet the story doesn't present this transformation uncritically. Riley's final confrontation with Madoc, where she discovers their manipulation and turns his own gurn against him, suggests that vengeance creates an endless cycle. Even as she pulls the trigger, she becomes what she once feared, someone willing to kill for their own definition of justice. Beneath their hardened exteriors, each character harbors vulnerabilities they desperately try to conceal. Riley masks her fear for Chloe with determination and bravado. Madoc buries his emotions beneath calculated control. Logan hides his trauma behind rigid routines. Dante deflects genuine connection with charm and casual intimacy. These protective mechanisms have allowed them to survive in a harsh world, but they also prevent authentic connection. The most powerful moments in the story occur when these walls momentarily crumble. When Riley breaks down after seeing Chloe dancing at Club Prestige, Madoc doesn't dismiss her emotions, but helps her regain control, talking her through breathing exercises until she can function again. This unexpected tenderness reveals depths to his character that contradicts his ruthless image. Similarly, Dante's art studio represents a rare space of emotional honesty. When he invites Riley to paint with him, guiding her hand through vibrant colors that represent more than just blood and vengeance, he allows her to see beyond his killer persona. Their shared creative expression becomes something intimate beyond sex, like fucking, foreplay, and therapy combined, creating a connection neither anticipated. Even Logan, the most guarded of the three, shows glimpses of vulnerability. His meticulous breakfast preparation for Riley and his precise medical care when stitching her wound reveal a capacity for nurturing that contradicts his cold exterior. When Riley touches the scar on his wrist, his panicked reaction suggests wounds that haven't healed despite his rigid self-control. These moments of vulnerability don't weaken the characters, they humanize them. By allowing others to see beyond their carefully constructed facades, they create possibilities for genuine connection. Riley's willingness to share her fears about Chloe, Dante's expression through art, Maddox's rare displays of concern, and Logan's subtle acts of care all suggest that true strength lies not in impenetrable walls, but in the courage to let others see your authentic self. The story reaches its devastating climax when Riley discovers the Reaper's true intentions regarding Chloe. After everything they've shared, the rescue mission, intimate moments, growing trust, learning that they've manipulated her from the beginning shatters any illusion of genuine connection. Overhearing Maddox say they'll force her if necessary confirms her worst fears about their motives. This revelation transforms Riley's understanding of every interaction. Dante's tenderness, Maddox's protection, even Logan's meticulous care, all potentially part of an elaborate deception to achieve their own ends. The betrayal cuts deeper because she had begun to trust them despite her better judgment, perhaps even developing feelings she wasn't ready to acknowledge. Her response is both strategic and primal. Using her body as a distraction, she seduces Maddox while planning Chloe's escape, turning their own tactics against them. The encounter on the kitchen counter becomes a battleground where pleasure and hatred intertwine, her body responding to his touch even as her mind recoils from his betrayal. When she grabs his gun afterward, pointing it at his head, the power dynamic shifts dramatically. For the first time, Riley holds physical power over one of the Reapers. Her demand for answers meets Maddox's cold response that rescuing Chloe fulfilled their deal. Nothing more was promised. This callous dismissal of her feelings after such intimacy represents the ultimate betrayal. The moment Riley pulls the trigger embodies the culmination of trust shattered beyond repair. Whether the bullet finds its mark or not, something irrevocable has occurred. The possibility of redemption or reconciliation has been destroyed by deception. This act represents both her final surrender to the violent world she's entered and her ultimate rejection of the connection she's formed with these men. What makes this betrayal so devastating is how it undermines the vulnerability each character has shown. Every moment of genuine emotion becomes suspect, every intimate connection potentially false. The question lingers, was any of it real, or was it all manipulation from the beginning? Throughout the story, Riley navigates between two distinct worlds, her previous life as a stripper supporting her sister, and her new reality entangled with dangerous criminals. This collision forces her to reconsider her identity and values as she adapts to survive in the Reaper's domain while maintaining her core purpose of protecting Chloe. Her transformation is evident in small details, trading her mood ring nose piercing for a black skull stud before confronting the Reapers, learning to hold her ground during interrogations, participating in the warehouse rescue operation. With each adaptation, she incorporates elements of their world into her own identity without completely surrendering who she is. The Reapers themselves experience similar identity challenges as Riley disrupts their established patterns. Maddox's absolute control wavers in her presence. Logan's perfect order crumbles when she enters his space. Dante's casual approach to relationships deepens into something more meaningful. Each man must reconcile these changes with their established self-image. Perhaps the most profound identity shift occurs during the painting scene between Riley and Dante. As they create together, adding layers of color that represent more than just violence, they momentarily transcend their circumstances. The canvas becomes a space where they can express parts of themselves that don't fit neatly into the roles they've adopted. Riley, more than a desperate sister, Dante, more than a killer. The final confrontation brings these identity questions to a head. When Riley discovers the Reaper's deception and turns Maddox's gun against him, she must decide who she truly is, a victim, a survivor, or someone capable of the same calculated violence as the men who betrayed her. This moment represents the culmination of her journey through their world and her ultimate choice about which elements of that world she will incorporate into her identity. What makes this theme so resonant is its universality. While few readers will experience the extreme circumstances these characters face, many understand the challenge of maintaining personal identity when life forces adaptation. Riley's journey reminds us that who we are isn't fixed. It's continuously shaped by our choices in response to the worlds we inhabit.